Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
Yes. This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Trump vows to end offshore windmills on day number one. Boom. Love it. My buddy Ken Kirsten just sent me that article. Good. Goodbye. Good riddance. No windmills. Hate them. They're the worst. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. What a day with that scumbag lawyer, Michael Cohen, still on the stand as the defense cross-examines the star witness liar, Michael Cohen. I got a lot for you today. We're fired up and loaded up, and I just did Jimmy Fallon's show, Fox Across America. I will be on his TV show, Fox News Saturday Night, this coming Saturday night, which is obviously when it airs on Saturday night. But Trump has vowed to end these windmill projects, these wind turbines. We're going to make sure that ends on day one. And I'm going to write it out in an executive order. It's going to end on day one. Good. That is the best news we can possibly want. The best news we could possibly get. Unfortunately, though, in New Jersey today, they passed a bill that is going to end your ability to challenge your local governments for information under the Open Public Records Act. Now, some very strong conservatives spoke against this today, and I'm glad they did. But the powers that be want to shut you up and silence you and limit you as much as possible, whether it's in New Jersey or whether it's in Pennsylvania, or whether it's on the federal level. And that was part of what they did today in New Jersey by making changes to the Open Public Records Act, essentially now threatening to sue you if you give them too hard of a time. And that's a real problem. So we're going to talk about that as the show continues today as well. Robert De Niro lost his friggin' mind on The View, dropping F-bombs and going crazy. And I don't know if you noticed, but the poll numbers that keep coming out keep showing that this little trial in New York doesn't seem to be hurting Trump. Imagine that. Imagine that. It just doesn't seem to be hurting him. I was a CNN guy. I was watching Jeff Zeleny, and he was saying this earlier today. He was going on. He's going, you know, it really isn't affecting him in any way, shape, or form. Well, actually, I think he's wrong in one sense, which is that among Trump's people, it's actually helping him because it's firing them up. It's firing them up. And here's what's really smart. Republicans are now going outside the courthouse in New York City, and they are holding press conferences. And while they're out there, they're yelling about this, and they're reminding people, hey, what's happening here is a joke. What's happening here is outrageous. But then you've got all these other people here who are on TV going, I can't believe it. I don't understand. I don't understand. Why is it that this isn't hurting him in the polls? I don't get it. Why isn't this hurting Trump? Well, here's the reason why it's not hurting Trump, because everybody turns around and goes, what does this have to do with my life? What does this have to do with my life? How does this affect me in any way, shape, or form? And it doesn't. But you know what does affect people in their lives? The price of food. And I had to throw out a bunch of groceries today. I did, because our fridge had a problem. And thank God my buddy Ray, who's a strong member of the Zioli Army, was able to come to the house and fix it today. But I woke up this morning and there was a little thermometer in the fridge that said it was 50 degrees. So I bought fish and all this other food. I had to throw it out because obviously I don't want to get food poisoning. I don't want my kids to get food poisoning either. So I had to throw it all out. And that was really frustrating to me to have to do that. And it occurred to me as I was doing this, you know, thank God I'm in a position where we can just go back to the grocery store and buy more food. But imagine if that happened to you. Imagine if that was your week's groceries and you just spent hundreds of dollars on this and then your fridge went out overnight or whatever happened and you had to toss all that food. Because you just, I mean, because certain foods, when they get to a certain temperature, it's just not safe to cook. I mean, fish in particular. Other things, you know, cured meats and that sort of thing. I don't, you know, I mean, that stuff can last forever. And we Italians know that a big part of the reason why you have Sunday sauce or Sunday gravy, depending on what you want to call it, is because we would buy the meat that was a little bit questionable, and we throw it in a big pot of tomatoes, and we cook it all day, and the acids from the tomatoes would break down and kill pretty much anything that was living within that meat that was on. I mean, really, it's ultimately peasant food. I mean, it really is. It's ultimately peasant food. The brajol, the good stuff that you put in there all day and cook. I was at a restaurant recently with my wife, and they had rabbit cavatelli, or gavadil, as we used to say as kids. Rabbit gavadil. My grandmother used to make this all the time, and it was a wonderful food in our house. My grandma would make it for holidays. Easter, we would have gavadil and rabbit. She would make it homemade. She'd make the cavatelli homemade, and the rabbit she'd buy, and it was very cheap to buy a whole rabbit. And now you go to restaurants and it's like, you know, $30 for a little bit of pasta and a little bit of rabbit. It's a delicacy, you know, $30, $40, whatever it is. Thank you, Henry. It's a delicacy. But this is the kind of peasant food we grew up on. And she would cook it all day in this beautiful white wine sauce that she would make. And it was just, unbelievable. And she'd make the brajol and she'd make the pork and all day would just simmer on the stovetop. And it was fantastic, but it was peasant food. And really, if you think about it, pizza, for example, my favorite food. Pizza is the ultimate peasant food. So pizzerias right now are doing well because some times get tough. People start ordering pizza, but you probably have noticed now that the price of a pizza has gone up a lot. Like the other night, we had to order pizza because I was not making pizza. And I think two pies, and it was over $30, $40, whatever it was. Shocking to me. But I said, thank God I'm blessed. I mean, I think I'm so lucky that even though our fridge blew out and we had to throw away a bunch of stuff because there was no way I could save it, that I still am fortunate enough to be able to go replace those groceries. Like, what happens if you're not? You know, to all the people in America who right now don't have that luxury, what do they do for the rest of the week? Like, that was their weekly grocery. So what do? They got to charge it on the credit card. They still got to feed their family. So they got to charge it. Right? They got to rack up more debt, got to rack up more credit cards. Now, you tell me that that woman at that moment or that guy at that moment at that checkout counter gives a damn about what Michael Cohen's saying today on the stand. If he's in that situation where he's got to go and replace all the groceries because the fridge blew out or just doing their weekly shopping. You're going to tell me that that guy gives a damn what Michael Cohen has to say. An admitted liar on the stand today about this case. You think that guy cares as he looks over at the Star magazine or National Enquirer, whatever it is at the checkout line, those magazines they have, looks over at them as he's checking out and thinks to himself, do I give a damn if somebody tried to kill a story that one of these rags was going to publish about an alleged affair? Do I give a damn? Does this matter to my life in any way, shape, or form? No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter to me at all. All I know is that if I got to keep spending this kind of money to feed my family, I'm not going to be able to make it. We're not going to be able to make it. Now, I love this argument that people say all the time that whatever the corporate media is talking about is what America's talking about. And John Fetterman said the quiet part out loud last week when he came out. He said, I don't really know what this trial is about. And everywhere I go, I don't know anybody who's talking about this trial. I don't really know anybody who's thinking about this or talking about this. But you know who is? Me and you and the 100,000 people that are in Wildwood over the weekend. We're all talking about it. See what I mean? When you talk about the effect of this trial in New York, the base, Trump's base, is getting so fired up by this that James Carville almost blew a gasket last night. We played you the clip, but he blew a gasket going on about how he's like, what they're doing is not working. They're throwing spaghetti up against the wall. It's not working. Blew a gasket. But 100,000 people in Wildwood are all talking about this, and everybody's saying the same thing. You know what it is? This is a sham. Can you believe they're putting him through this? Can you believe they're doing this to the guy? And it's firing up the base. It's motivating the base. Not hurting Trump. It's helping Trump. It's helping him with the base. The base is critical in an election. Meanwhile, where's Joe Biden's base right now? Joe Biden's base is freaking kooky, where you got these crazy kids on college campuses who are calling him Genocide Joe. He's so afraid of losing the crazy vote because he hasn't locked down crazy. Trump's base has never been more fired up, more committed than they are at this moment right now, at this moment. And if they find him guilty in this trial, and there's a possibility they might, then they're going to be even more fired up than they were on Saturday in Wildwood. You mark my words about this. What the Democrats are banking on is that person who's at the checkout line, who doesn't give a damn what Michael Cohen has to say, or doesn't care about any of this, they're focused on their family, they're focused on their economy, they're focused on what's in their immediacy. If Trump's found guilty, then they'll care. Then that will trump, no pun intended, the concerns they have about the groceries and everything else that they're dealing with in their life. But that'll be the thing that puts them over the edge. And I'm telling you right now, these people are nuts to think that that's what's going to happen. Now, Trump's base will get even more fired up than they are now. This idea that Republican voters are going to turn around and go, oh, well, he was found guilty in this hush money trial. So now I'm out. Now I'm out. Now I'm going to give America 4 more years of this idiot in the White House. That's not true. There's no way that's happening. You'll have Republicans who will doubling down on Trump if he's found guilty in this trial. And you're not going to change the minds of people who believe that the biggest issue in front of them right now is the economy. That's not going to change for them. They're not going to sit on the grocery checkout line and go, well, it's a shame I got to pay all this money for groceries. But, Trump was found guilty, so I got to go. I guess I'll suck it up for 4 more years. I guess I'll do that. I guess, you know, hey, kids, 4 more years of this, and maybe then it'll get better. Come on. Nobody thinks that way. Nobody actually believes that. If you're paying attention to the polls, if you're paying attention to what people are saying, you know why John Fetterman came out and said, nobody he's talking to is talking about this trial? Because nobody's talking about this trial in his circles, in the circles of people that are in his world. And I'll tell you the reason why. Democrats are realizing, like what James Carville said yesterday. And Mac, find me that James Carville clip again, if you could, from yesterday. What James Carville said yesterday is true. That this isn't working. It's not helping. It's not hurting him. But we're talking about it. We're all talking about it. And we're talking about it in a way of going, you know what? This is what's happening to Trump is a gift. What they're doing to Trump is something that is uniting all of these Republican voters out there. It's true. The people in John Fetterperson's world are not talking about it because Democrats deep down realize that. They realize that this backfires. Now, Joe Scarborough doesn't think that, and the idiots on The View don't think that, and some of these other people don't think that, and they're turning around and going, well, you know, eventually this will have an impact on Trump. Like, eventually this is going to hurt him. Eventually. But not right now, but eventually. Eventually it will. No, not so much. Here's Carville again from yesterday, about to blow a gasket. Take a listen.
In Trump's war head, than he's ever been. Fewer people think January 6th was any kind of what it was. It was an assault on the temple of democracy, the Constitution. I don't know where the want to say. It's going the wrong way. It's not working. Everything that we're throwing is spaghetti at a wall, and none of it is sticking, me included. And it's hard when you're starting your 80th year, and you know, like anybody else, I have an opinion of myself. And the opinion I've come to is, I don't matter. It doesn't matter. You can prepare, you can be on TV, or you can write pieces, you can have a YouTube channel, you can have a podcast, and nothing. And, you know, we got to, like, try to think of something different, because what we're doing is really, really not working.
It's really, really not working. I wonder, I mean, that's so weird, because it looks like it's really working. If you listen to people like Joe Scarborough and other people. See, Carville got a president elected. He knows what he's talking about. And his famous phrase, of course, back then was, it's the economy, stupid. But you hear how angry he is. I mean, he's got major road rage right there. He's angry because he knows they're going to lose this election to Trump, because this, no one cares. No one cares. There's a clip of Van Jones saying, and we'll play this in a minute, young people are upset. The economic prospects for young people are miserable. You think young people give a damn if Trump had sex with a porn star? I mean, they may care in the sense of being like, that's pretty awesome. I mean, some young people will. I mean, it's not like some of the guys I went to college with would be like, that's pretty awesome. You know what I mean? Or they may think, well, Karen McDougal, like he got that? Like, really? Like, well, wow, good for him. Beyond that, no, they don't care. No. Beyond that, what they care about is what's in the immediacy for them. And as Van Jones said it, the economic prospects for young people are miserable. They're miserable. And that's what they're thinking about. And it doesn't matter if they find Trump guilty. All it's going to do is just fire up the Republican base even more. The Republican base is going to get even fired up beyond how they are now. And the Democrat base is going to be excited and think to themselves, oh, we got him now. Ooh, we got him. We got him right where we want him. And they can't accept the reality of this. Here's Van Jones. Take a listen.
Man, that poll from the New York Times. Let me read you, Van, a section of their write-up there. It says, Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden are essentially tied among 18 to 29-year-olds and Hispanic voters. Even though each group gave Mr. Biden more than 60% of their vote in 2020, Mr. Trump also wins more than 20% of black voters, a tally that would be the highest level of black support for any Republican presidential candidate since the enactment of the Civil Rights Act in 1964. That's some paragraph about swing state polls a few months before the election, Van.
Yeah, I mean, it should be a wake-up call. Young people are upset, and it's not just the situation in Gaza. The economic prospects for young people are miserable. And that's been building under Obama, it's been building under Trump, it's building under Biden. We just do not have a pathway for young people to be able to pay off their student debt, get a house. People are looking at this AI wave and are worried about, you know, what job, what career path. And so that pain has to be spoken to directly and specifically. And I think that we're not yet hearing a full-throated approach to the young people. There's a symbolic piece around student loans, but that's not going to be enough for Joe Biden.
It's not going to be enough. See, even though we're bribing young people by paying off their student loans, it's still not going to be enough for Joe Biden. Even though we're literally bribing them, we are literally now giving them cash for their vote, it's still not going to be enough. You know, when your bribe is not enough, when I can't even bribe you to get your vote, that's a problem. Like in the old days, a bag of cash would be all it took. If I can't even get your vote with that, boy, that's a problem. I mean, that's a problem. It's not going to be enough. You know, I mean, all right. The crazies don't like the fact that Biden may support Israel, even though he doesn't really. So we're going to pause weapons on Israel, and that's not enough. Paying off their student loans, we're going to bribe them. No, that's not enough. The economic prospects for young people are miserable. The economic prospects for black Americans. The economic prospects for Hispanic Americans. The economic prospects for white Americans. But I'm supposed to believe that all of that doesn't matter because Donald Trump may have had sex with a porn star or a Playboy model and tried to keep it private. That doesn't matter to people. That trumps everything else. I'm supposed to believe that with a straight face. Right, right. I'm supposed to believe that, that is what matters. Well, you know the problem with that is? The guy that James Carville got elected in 1992 had all these affairs, and it all became public. Now, Ross Perot cut into George H.W. Bush's numbers a little bit, no question about it, but not in certain key states. Clinton ran on the economy. People knew the guy was a sleazeball. They knew all this, and he still won. If Perot not been in the election, it would have been different, but you deal with what you have. You deal with the election that you have. Because the economy was the issue and nobody cared. Yet we're supposed to believe, and this is why you want to know why Carville's blowing a gasket? It's because he watched that happen. He literally sat, he and the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, were in the war room calling the shots on all this. And now we have to listen as Democrats pretend like now, all these years later, people are going to put their economic concerns aside because of what Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels have to say in court. Stop. But it is doing one thing. It's rallying Trump's base. It's firing Trump's base up. And that is undeniable. That is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. We got a big show for you today. So glad you're here. And we will be streaming starting at 5 o'clock. We're going to do that every day for an hour, 5 to 6 p.m. every day. Frankly, I don't like being on YouTube that much. I don't like being on camera and radio, and it's an hour is more than you can handle of looking at me anyway. I've got a face for radio. I'll give you the camera for an hour, but honestly, anything after that is just going to cause you to nauseate, lose your dinner, whatever it is. So we'll do that at 5 o'clock, and we're coming right back.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
High interest rates are hitting poor Americans the hardest. That's from the far right wing New York Times. High interest rates are hitting poor Americans the hardest. Now tell me poor Americans give a damn what Michael Cohen has to say. Honestly, tell me poor Americans give a damn what Michael Cohen has to say versus this. The economy as a whole has proved resilient, the New York Times writes, amid the highest rates in decades. But beneath the surface, many low and moderate income families are struggling. You think? Really? High interest rates haven't crashed the financial system, set off a wave of bankruptcies, or caused a recession that many economists feared. But for millions of low and moderate income families, high rates are taking a toll. Most Americans are falling behind on payments, on credit cards, and auto loans. Even as many are taking on more debt than ever before. Tell me it matters more to them that whether or not Trump wore a condom. Sorry, I should have said earmuffs. Because I don't know if the kids are in the car, you're picking them up. Just know that until this trial's over, I'm probably going to have to say words like that for the next couple weeks. Now, luckily, Cohen's the last witness that the prosecution's calling. So this nightmare is almost over, but just be warned, because I know a lot of times you drive, the kids are in the car, and, you know, and I try to be good, and but you know how I get fired up, and then, like, one guy came up to me at an event, he says, "Oi." Every now and then you say something that is just, like, I don't drop, like, F-bombs or anything, but, because I get fired up, and it's just the way I am, you know, and I don't have a way to regulate words that come out of my mouth. There's no function, there's no feature in my brain that acts as a filter before the words come out of my mouth. There should be, and in most people, you have one. I don't have that. God did not give me that. So if it comes to my mind, I say it. That's part of the problem. But it's also the reason why the show is so incredibly successful. Most Americans are falling behind on payments on credit card and auto loans, even as many are taking on more debt than ever before. Monthly interest expenses have soared since the Federal Reserve began raising interest rates 2 years ago. For families already strained by high prices, dwindling savings, and slowing wage growth, increased borrowing costs are pushing them closer to the financial edge. But they care more if Donald Trump used a prophylactic better with Stormy Daniels. Like, that matters more to them. That is what matters more to them. What keeps them up at night is not, can I make the minimum payment on my credit card this month? It's, did Trump actually not use a prophylactic after he and Stormy Daniels had that conversation? That's what wakes most people up in the middle of the night. 2 a.m., you wake up in the middle of the night, you're nervous, you're like, wait a second, how am I going to be able to, can I make the mortgage payment this month? Can I make the car payment? No. They sleep through the night. Those concerns don't wake people up. But at 2 o'clock in the morning, wake up in the middle of the night, wait, did Trump not wrap it? Did he not wrap it after they had the conversation about wrapping it? Because that, I can't. How am I supposed to go back to sleep now? For families already strained by high prices, dwindling savings, and slowing wage growth, increased borrowing costs are pushing them closer to the financial edge. It's crazy, said Ora Dorsey, a 43-year-old Army veteran in Clarksville, Tennessee. It does make it hard to get out of debt. It seems like you're only paying the interest. Ms. Dorsey has been working for years to chip away at the debts she accrued when a series of health issues left her temporarily out of work. Now she's juggling three jobs to try to pay off thousands of dollars in credit card balances and other debts. She's making progress, but high rates aren't helping. How am I supposed to retire? She says, I'm not able to save, have that rainy day fund because I'm trying to take down the debt that I have. She also said, how am I supposed to retire when I'm spending all day thinking, did Trump wear a Trojan or not? Or lifestyle? I don't know what brand it was. The overall economy has proved unexpectedly resilient. High interest rates, they say. But aggregate figures obscure an underlying divide that is likely to widen the longer interest rates remain high. Affluent households and even many in the middle class have largely been insulated from the effects of the Fed's policies. First of all, I don't believe that. I don't believe that middle class, I don't know how they define the middle class anymore. But I don't know anybody in the middle class right now who thinks that these interest rates have not affected them in some way, shape, or form. I know people in the middle class because that's where I am, in the middle class. And I know people in the middle class. And for them, they've had to put off things like buying a new home, buying a new car in many cases. They've had to hold off on things like refinancing debt that they have. They've had to hold off on all these things. So to argue that the middle class is just fine and hunky-dory is a load of garbage. But of course, this is the New York Times. So you expect the New York Times to say that because the New York Times is a show for the Democrat Party, as Bill Maher said. But I'm supposed to believe that these people care more about what's going on right now with Donald Trump in court. That's what I'm supposed to believe. Supposed to believe that. Now, This is amazing. This is amazing. Joe Biden is in denial. There's a story from Axios. Biden's polling denial why he doesn't believe he's behind. The bedrock belief has informed Biden's largely steady-as-she-goes great campaign. Even as many Democrats outside the White House are agitating for the campaign to change direction, given that Biden is polling well behind where he was 4 years ago. The public polling simply doesn't reflect the president's support, they say. In public and private, Biden has been telling anyone who will listen that he's gaining ground. And he says the polls are fake. He said, well, the press doesn't want to write about it, but the momentum is clearly in our favor. The polls are moving toward us and away from Trump. Joe Biden's a poll denier. He's a polling denier. A few days earlier, confronted with some bad polling numbers in a rare interview at CNN, Biden offered a more sweeping indictment of polling methodology. He said, the polling data has been wrong all along. How many you guys do a poll at CNN? How many folks do you have to call to get one response? So the reality is, Joe Biden is the ultimate poll denier at this moment. Why do you think James Carville's blowing a gasket in his head? Because he's not a poll denier. He knows that these polls are accurate. Polling has changed the methodology since 2016. No question about it. Polling errors in recent years prove that polling isn't destiny. But, and here's the thing. Trump's base, fired up like never before. Biden's base, not locked down. Because Biden has not locked down crazy. I keep telling you that. Biden has not locked down his own crazy base. If you can't lock down your base, you can't shift to a general election mode and try to win over these people that Biden thinks are trending in his direction. The very same people that are struggling in the economy right now. So what do they do? What do the Democrats do? Well, Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House fembot, just said the quiet part out loud a few moments ago when she acknowledged and admitted that all of this against Trump is purely and utterly political. Remember, she's not allowed to talk about politics from the White House podium. So she says, she always brings up the Hatch Act. She says, I can't talk about campaigns from this podium. I can't do that. What are you, crazy? That's against the law. Blah, 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 blah. All right. So they ask her about the witch hunt against President Trump. They ask her about this. So, I mean, she could talk about the legal issues affecting President Trump. She could. It's a popular issue. She could talk about it, but she doesn't. And the reason why she doesn't is because this is their election strategy. Take a listen.
Was it appropriate for Speaker Johnson to show up at the trial of the former president today?
So, look, I can't speak to... don't want to comment, obviously, as this is related to 2024 elections, and I can't speak to
why
the speaker's schedule. That is something.
Why is this trial related to the 2024 election? Oh, you mean because it's coordinated with the White House? Because the guy who was the prosecutor in the case, the lead prosecutor, was the number two at Department of Justice, and the judge's daughter is making millions of dollars off of this case as she helps Democrats fundraise off this case. You mean that? You mean because the only way you can think you can stop Trump is to possibly get a guilty verdict and put him in jail? You mean that? Because otherwise, why can't you comment on this? What does this have to do with the election? Theoretically, nothing, except we know that it does. But she's too dumb, and she is. Her programming has not been, they have not put a software patch in. Like, you know, everybody says you have an Apple iPhone update you have to do for security purposes. They have not done the White House Fembot security update to be able to not say out loud that this trial and all of these other trials are directly related to the 2024 election. See, they have to put the software patch in her. So what happens when you have a Fembot and you don't update the programming? So now all the people behind there going, has anyone given her the patch yet? The software patch? Fembot version 14.1.2, where she doesn't say that these trials are related to the 2024 election? Huh? Here, start the clip over for me, if you would, Matt, please. Thank you.
Was it appropriate for Speaker Johnson to show up at the trial of the former president today?
So, look, I can't speak to... don't want to comment, obviously, as this is related to 2024 elections, and I can't speak to the speaker's schedule. That is something for him to decide on. And
was it appropriate?
Why is why is it related to the 2024 election? Why? What makes it related to the 2024 election? Oh, because you mean this is a targeted prosecution of the president's running mate? I mean, opponent. It's a targeted prosecution of the front runner for the presidency. Oh, you mean that? That's related to the 2024 election? Because that's what we've been saying. I'm grateful that she's saying it too. I am. I mean, deep down inside, I'm grateful to Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House fembot, for saying that, because we've all been saying it. And here I thought I was crazy. Saying that all of this stuff was related to the election because they're trying to stop Trump by using the court system to try to stop him. And then the White House fembot press secretary comes out and says that exact same thing. Then I turn around and say, wow, I'm validated in my thinking. I'm validated in my thinking, and I'm not crazy after all. I mean, I am crazy, but not in that sense. So thank you, Karine Jean-Pierre. Thank you very much for saying the quiet part out loud. We appreciate it. Very much. But again, I'm supposed to believe that all these people struggling economically, what keeps them up at night is whether or not Donald Trump wore a blank with Stormy Daniels. I can only say the word condom so many times per hour. That's what keeps them up at night. That's what I'm supposed to believe. And you're supposed to believe that too. Okay. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. If you'd like to weigh in on everything we are discussing today, when it comes to your bathroom, is it getting a little outdated? When friends come over, are you a little embarrassed to let them use the bathroom? If you are, it's time to let the Emmons Design Specialists design a bathroom that you will love and one that Emmons will redo in as little as 3 days with custom designs that cater to your unique tastes. Imagine an affordable, maintenance-free bathroom with little to no inconvenience to you and your family in only 3 days. That's incredible. Only 3 days, and Emmons has finance options available. And I know the great job they do because they remodeled my bathroom in our old house, and they're going to remodel the bathroom in our new house. Having your bathroom renovated not only brings comfort and quality of life to your family, it is one of the best investments you can make in your home to improve its value. So don't wait for a bathroom that is a blend of luxury and functionality and one that is truly yours. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677 or check out their website at callemmons.com. Let the Emmons team create your perfect bathroom sanctuary while adding real value to your home. That's 856-885-6677. Let the team at Emmons transform that bathroom. It adds value. And listen, I mean, you got to have a bathroom. So you might as well have one that you absolutely love. And the great work they do, every detail from the tile in the shower to making sure that you're happy with the floor and all the fixtures. The Emmons design team goes every step of the way to make sure you are happy. CallEmmons.com. CallEmmons.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Wait a second. They canceled freaking Tinkerbell? They canceled Tinkerbell.
Yeah, she's gone.
Oh, come on. My daughter loves Tinkerbell.
Well,
Claire loves Tinkerbell.
They say she promotes false ideas about the female body. That they're unattainable to look like Tinkerbell. Well, she is a fairy.
She's a fairy. Yeah. Of course it's unattainable to look like a freaking fairy. It's a fairy. How do you look like a fairy?
You're telling me I can't be 5 inches tall?
Ridiculous.
Evidently.
My life's ruined.
Tinkerbell has reportedly faced scrutiny from Disney Studios' Matter team ahead of the debut of Disney Plus in 2019. They flagged and labeled the character to Disney executives as potentially problematic, claiming that she is body conscious and jealous of Peter Pan's attention. We are reviewing our offerings beyond the screen, which includes products, books, movies, and experiences, reads the Stories Matter homepage. So they're canceling Tinkerbell, but they're keeping Peter Pan?
Evidently.
It's outrageous.
That same team, I believe this was a report from 2 years ago, also flagged Ursula from The Little Mermaid as problematic.
Why?
They said that she was clearly a character that's in drag, but I don't know that that was actually established in the film. I remember watching that as a kid and not thinking Ursula was a man dressed as a woman.
She's a freaking octopus.
Yeah.
Ursula's an octopus.
She's the villain. That's just what she's dressed. You can tell she's dressed in black. Like, ridiculous. It's the villain.
This is ridiculous.
Well, no more Tinkerbell. And maybe no more Ursula.
But yet they're going to keep Minnie Mouse, even though she's a slut.
What?
Excuse me?
She is a... Everybody knows Minnie sleeps around.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that.
Nobody knows that.
Everybody knows that she sleeps around.
You ever hear that joke?
What's that?
Of Mickey in like divorce court?
No.
And it's like, it says you're divorcing Minnie here on the grounds that she was extremely silly. Is that correct? And he's like, no. I said she was blanking goofy.
Oh,
I can't say the
that's funny. I get
the blank
it.
Part.
That is funny.
I told you. Blanking goofy. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saying she's silly? No, she's blanking goofy. I told you. Minnie's a whore.
No, she is.
Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
There could be children listening.
I've already given the earmuffs warning how many times today?
That's true. This hour is just kind of off limits for the youth, I think.
The whole show today is going to be off limits for the youths.
NSFW.
Yes. I'm just saying, speaking of Tinkerbell, George Stephanopoulos is in the news today. Well, they used to call him Twinkle Toes, you know, back in the day. Twinkle Toes. That's what Rush called him. What's that?
They're about the same height.
Yeah. I mean, I think Tinkerbell towers over Stephanopoulos. Pretty sure she does. George Stephanopoulos has said a number of things, but he's not even pretending to be an unbiased journalist anymore. I mean, he's just completely taken the mask off at this point. Completely taking the mask off. I've got some audio of that. Oh, and here, let me play this clip for you. This just came hot from the presses right now. This is Michael Cohen going on a tirade, and Trump's lawyers hammered him in court over this. This is Michael Cohen unhinged, saying Trump belongs in an effing cage. Now, speaking of the F word, we did bleep this, right?
Yeah, it's bleeped.
Okay, I want to make sure. And I don't think he means effing goofy like Mickey said. All right, take a listen.
So here with the gag order. Yes, the other day, Donald, once again, he comes out, you know, he comes out of the courtroom and goes right into that little cage, which is where he belongs, in a f-ing cage like an animal.
See, that's Michael Cohen. That's a star witness. Does that sound like a stable man to you? Hmm? Does that guy sound stable?
I'm just ranting on TikTok.
Yeah, just yelling and belongs in an effing cage. That's their star witness, Michael Cohen. Well, according to the latest updates from court, from Maggie Haberman at the New York Times, courtroom updates from Maggie Haberman and Jonah Bromwich, Michael Cohen is being grilled about his testimony to federal prosecutors in 2017 concerning his discussions with Trump about a possible Trump Tower in Moscow. Blanche got Cohen to admit that he lied to federal prosecutors about the Trump Tower Moscow project. Cohen says he doesn't know whether he lied to prosecutors about anything else. The lack of clarity as to what we're discussing makes it hard to understand what exactly Blanche gained. Blanche being the other attorney. So Cohen is, I mean, the guy is such a liar. He's admitting that he's lying about everything. When I filled in for Jimmy Fallon today, I got a chance to chat with Paul Morrow. I'm going to play that interview for you a little bit later this hour. He is great, but he thinks Trump's going to be found guilty. He's very worried about that by this jury. Now, I'm not worried about that because I don't think it's going to hurt Trump politically. I think if anything, it's only going to fire up his base. I really do. But I'll play that interview for you, and you can take a listen to hear it. In the meantime, though, Republicans are all rallying to Trump's side. Here's Representative Byron Donalds outside the trial today. Cut number two.
Ladies and gentlemen of America, this trial is a joke. This thing is a farce. We were in there all morning. Michael Cohen basically sat there and said, yeah, he invoiced legal expenses. The Trump campaign, the Trump organization, not the campaign, paid out money in legal expenses. Where's the crime? There is no crime. The only crime that's happening here is this Democrat judge and the Democrat Party prosecuting their political rival right in the middle of a presidential election. The crime here is that the issues facing our nation are not being addressed by the Democrats, but they want to go after Donald Trump. And there's nothing wrong. There's nothing that has been wrong here. Nothing that has been done poorly by President Trump. The only thing that's being done wrong is by this judge. His daughter's making money, raising money for Democrats. And all of the fundraising emails and all the fundraising things are about this trial that his daughter is using. He won't recuse himself. This is a travesty of justice. This is a misuse of the justice system. And look around New York. New York's got plenty of issues. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. You have all of NYPD's finest down here because of this travesty going on in that courtroom. Meanwhile, the citizens of New York are less safe, and the district attorney in New York is not prosecuting real crime. He's a Soros-backed DA going after his chief political rival.
Hey, I know that name.
Donald Trump.
Soros? I've heard that name. I know that name. I've heard that before. All right, listen, I got a big 4 o'clock hour for you straight ahead. Cooper University Healthcare is a leading academic health system. Cooper's experts provide award-winning primary and specialty care at more than 100 offices throughout the region, including personalized cancer care through the MD Anderson Cancer Center at Cooper. Groundbreaking stroke and neurosciences care, advanced surgical services, cutting-edge clinical research, and more. Recognized regionally and nationally, make Cooper your first choice for outstanding care close to home. For an appointment, call 800-8-COOPER or cooperhealth.org. Remember, the entire Zioli family trusts our health to Cooper. Baby Reagan was born at Cooper Hospital. I had my surgery at Cooper last summer. And just yesterday, got to see my buddy Dr. Lania for my allergy shot. So please, make Cooper your family's choice as well. 800-8-COOPER or cooperhealth.org.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.